We'll take a short break. The fast is over at 4:47. We'll take a short break and then we'll have a marriage. And I guess by the time you get home, it's going to be after the fast. I want to extend a hearty mazel tov to David Winter. Shalatev Mutzlachas, Binyan Adiyad, Nachas, Chachamah. Trying to connect it with, of course, today we fast because of on Asara B'Tavis, on the 10th day of B'Tavis, that began the siege of Yerushalayim. The king of Babel, King Nebuchadnezzar, the evil King Nebuchadnezzar, he surrounded the city of Yerushalayim. And then eventually, on the 9th day of Tammuz, he breached the walls. And then eventually, on Tisha B'Av, he actually burnt down the Beit HaMikdash. So the three fasts, as well as the fast of Saint Gedalia, they killed the prophet Gedalia ben Achikam. It's a question exactly when exactly that took place. But these are all fast days that are involved, and they are connected to the Beis HaMikdash. Because although it happened many, many years ago, but still, that impact of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, the first Beis HaMikdash and then the second Beis HaMikdash, we are still dispersed. We're still not in our land, and we're still not with the Beis HaMikdash, and we're still, as a consequence of that destruction, we are still in exile. So therefore, we are constantly reminding ourselves, and we are fasting, and we do special prayers, Aneinus, and we do the Kriyas HaTorah, all to get us into a mode of teshuva, returning to Hashem, because it all depends on us. In order for us to get back the Beis HaMikdash, we have to return to Hashem and do teshuvas. That's why we have these fast days, today being the Asara B'Tavis, the first of these three in this sequence. But the it's always a positive, something positive that you can take out. It was a tradition to speak Divrei Kivushim on a fast day. It's brought down in the Sforim that people would talk about the fast day to get people into the mode. But there's something positive to think about it. Is while the siege on Yerushalayim was mostly for the purpose that they wanted to eventually breach it and break through it, but in the meantime, while the siege was taking place, it kept all the Jewish people together. Nobody could leave. Nobody could go out. It created, sort of in a sense, it created a level of unity. Sometimes, unfortunately, you know, Jewish people bicker and fight each other and have different reasons for why they don't get along. Even in our little town over here, we have Baruch Hashem, a very good reason that we're all davening together in the same shul. You know, that's Samach Melech Bavel, that's from the outside, brings a level of unity, a level of Agbus, you know, having everybody together, whether it's this Nusach, that Nusach, a little different style, a black hat, a white hat, not a hat, but we're davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a level that sometimes, you know, something forces from the outside to force the Jewish people to sort of take a look that, you know what, we should not spend time or energy on our differences, but actually we should have a united front. We have a common enemy. We have the Melech Bavel out there. But sometimes when, you know, situations become, unfortunately, you see in Eretz Yisrael, that Holy Land, that in time of when there is Chas V'Shalom, when there is a time of when the Jewish people find themselves attacked, then all the factions in Eretz Yisrael, they all get together. But when it's quiet, you know, they have too much time. So people start, you know, fighting each other. And so the idea over here is the level of creating a wall around us, not that we can't get out, but the wall of creating a sense of security, a sense of a choyma, a sense of the choymas Yerushalayim, in a way of keeping us together, keeping us unified, keeping us together, which essentially is also when you build a home. The pasuk says, Kisiv Nebayis Chodosh, you build a new home. It says, Vosiso Maikil Lekagechu, let's make a fence. But it's talking about the gagecho, for the roof, in other words, that protection. You have to fence yourself in, and you have to make sure that you don't allow, you know, strange winds from the outside. It's also, you got to live together, you got to live b'ahava, b'sholeh, b'achva, b'reyus, all the brachas, you know, it should be Zivug Eliyahu should work in unity. So sometimes you have to create a little fence, not to listen and not to pay attention to people of the outside. They try to say, you know, you have to create that fence, that might be around there, to be able to preserve and the happiness and the shalom bayis and the success for the for the for the family, to have the shechina sheira, the yudke, the shem, the ish, the isha, the yudke, the Eibishter's blessings to bless the marriage, that it should be zivug Eliyahu, also be zivug ko, talking about tzlocha, rabba mefloga, with all the blessings that one wishes for themselves. And the Rambam says that the days of the Yom Tov, the fast days, when Mashiach will come, not only won't we fast, but they will actually become a yontif. It will be sort of mishapkos. It's one thing not to fast or have it an ordinary day. So, you know, Pesach B'Tevis, okay, it has the edge of Hanukkah in it, but other than that, Tevis is a pretty quiet month. It's not. There's no official big holidays, just in the day itself. But if Mashiach comes very soon, this year, the fast day, so at least we'll have on the month of Tevis, we'll have a festival, because these days will turn into Yom Tovim, to holidays and festive days, and we hope that this is going to happen this year. We'll be happy together with Mashiach and the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi. Okay, we have a chiyuv? Is that a chiyuv for the Yom? No. Back to Paltinsky, is that nice?